cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com.
Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome to the 53rd audio chat on the Q News Patriot Rumble Channel series. I'm the Q News Patriot, bringing today a powerhouse roundtable of military acumen and knowledge and citizen patriotism. My name is SG Anon. The individuals I've invited on the show today, Mr. Norman Traversy of Canada, and retired Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army, is because I want to highlight for patriots out there, and I've asked these gentlemen to expound quite a bit on what they've been doing towards the same, but I'm wanting to highlight for patriots out there that we truly are in an irregular espionage war. This is a period of time in the world where multiple tactics across various jurisdictions have been deployed, and we're actually seeing schisms develop, which are highlighting out the military-industrial traitors in all of our Western world nations, as well as ironing out the foreign financial treason that has been going on, certainly in the United States for the last 150 years, but I would say worldwide for at least the last 1,000 or so. I'm excited to bring these gentlemen to the audience today. I've asked Brad Wozni of the Sovereign Soul Show to provide technical support as we share documents, various book excerpts, and screen shares with the audience out there to sort of substantiate exactly what we're going for. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me.
Thank you.
Honored.
So I guess my first question, if I may, would be for Mr. Traversy. You and I connected initially regarding various actions that you took going all of the way back to the Canadian Freedom Trucker Convoy. My audience is meeting you for the first time, and they're not really sure, I think, of a lot of things when we talk about various jurisdictions. We talk about these concepts of quo warrantos or documents that get submitted from, you know, citizens regarding violations, say, of the Nuremberg Code. And you have a very unique story, I think, that sort of gives substance and some clarity and helps clarify what that process looks like and how that can actually be done in a real world format. Do you mind to go over just for a few minutes where your background is and how you came to this fight and what type of tools of war you've been deploying?
Yes. I was a City of Mississauga firefighter. I joined in 1982. I had a very good record on the fire department. I was firefighter of the year in 1999. And I'm very proud of that, because you only get that if your fellow firefighters vote for you. It's not something the chief gives you or the mayor gives you. It's given by your fellow firefighters. So I had a very good record. I got injured several times, like most firefighters do, and I couldn't fight fires anymore. But I still had a job on the fire department. I was driving to work in uniform, and I came across a truck wreck, and it was a fully loaded triaxle gravel truck in a ditch on the side of the road. So, of course, at that time, I had 25 years experience as a firefighter and a paramedic. I was qualified for both. And of course, I called 911, and I thought, okay, why would this guy drive off the road in the middle of nowhere for no reason on a bright sunny day? Heart attack, stroke, it's going through my head. That I got to get this guy out. It's leaking fuel. It's going to catch fire. And long story short, In the process of rescuing this guy, I got severely injured in my spine. And the guy was fine, not a scratch on him. He had dropped his cell phone and he was leaning over to pick it up. And that's why he drove off the road. I couldn't work at that point. I was unable to walk. And the chief, John McDougall, if you'd like to sue me, John, go right ahead. The chief called the Workplace Safety Insurance Board and said, I wasn't a real firefighter and I wasn't supposed to be rescuing people on my way to work. I was off duty. So they cut my pay. I ended up losing my wife, my house, everything because John McDougall lied about me. And the insurance company went along with it. Anyhow, I thought, okay, I'm going after the head of the snake. I'm going after Trudeau because fish rots from the head down, right? And in 2017, I went to court to file charges against Trudeau for corruption. The police arrested me and walked me out of the courtroom. No charges laid, but they blocked the doors. 2019, I put together a package to charge Trudeau in the SNG-Lavalin case, where he was taking bribes from a construction company. They literally locked me out of the courtroom and held the hearing behind a locked door. You can get the transcript online. It's on something called Canlii, C-A-N-L-I-I. And they stayed it for lack of evidence. At that point, I had some people with me, three or four paralegals, and they weren't shocked. They said, this is the way it works. So... After that, we ended up starting a movement. We various contacts came about, and you know, it's in your face corruption. And in 2020, on July 1st at noon, I gave a speech on Parliament Hill. I had a 192-page legal brief that I wrote the first six pages and the paralegals and lawyers did the rest. And I had notified the FBI that I would be there. And I marched with around 8,000 people to the American embassy and I delivered a red folder. And who's holding up red folders now all over the world, right? You're seeing President Trump with the red folder, Xi, Putin. Anyways, I got a receipt from the White House and I got a thank you email from President Trump, and that would have been July of 2020. The people that were with me, you can see on the YouTube video, one of them was Pat King. We kept in touch. And then after the COVID lockdowns, the trucking industry was going out of business because these people would cross the border several times a day. And Trudeau was saying, you got to lock yourself up in quarantine for 14 days every time you cross the border. So businesses were going under. The Canadian Truckers Association contacted a couple of the senior truckers, the well-known truckers, and gave them the database of all the members of the Canadian Truckers Association. So then they put together a convoy. And the rest is history. I and some other people in Ottawa were the reception committee. I live in Ottawa. I've got a friend who owns a boutique hotel, a 24-room hotel. And she booked rooms for only people that knew me. And we ran that convoy from this hotel in downtown Ottawa. A lot of the people helping were ex-military and ex-police. So these were experts, and that's why it ran so well. We had bouncy castles, hot tubs, gourmet food for anybody that wanted it. We fed the homeless. We had a crew going around just cleaning up the bathrooms in coffee shops. We had our own garbage, sanitation people. So it ran like a well-oiled machine. That was, 2.5 years ago? Since then, I've been trying to use the system against itself. So they can literally arrest me or lock me out of a courtroom. So I thought, okay, where do you get your authority from? This wasn't my idea. I got this from someone else, but I adapted it. And it's a very ancient law, a writ called quo warranto. And that means by what warrant? Where do you get your authority from? Who puts you in charge? Show me. And so I wrote this quo warranto, which you can, I've done two now. And it's basically like a cop pulling you over and saying, show me your license. Oh, I've got a license. I just don't want to show it to you. Well, that's not going to work, is it? So you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent in a quo warranto. It's the reverse of what's normally true. So I did write the quo warranto to the Governor General of Canada. And the Governor General is the real ruler of Canada. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is a minister to the Crown. In effect, Canada is a Crown colony, even though I think we're all Americans anyways. But the Prime Minister reports to the Governor General. The Governor General has to approve any laws that are passed. It's a rubber stamp, but it's called, you know, Crown consent, Crown approval. And so I wrote to her and I said, show me your writ of authority. Where'd you get your power from? And she doesn't have one, which means she is a pretender to the office, and everyone below her, including the government of Canada, is illegitimate. And I've done it twice. I'm going to do it one more time. And then there's a thing called the law of three. And that if they do not either produce this document or put some kind of rebuttal, then they're acquiescing. They're agreeing that they have no authority. Once that happens, which is going to be very soon, yeah, there's the quote. That's the first one I did, April 22nd. Now you see the stamp there. That's a $1 stamp. And it's got a picture of the Queen on it. And what I did was I put my thumbprint there and I wrote diagonally, I signed it. You can see the sticker that shows it was sent by registered mail. And it's to Mary Simon in personam, as a person. So that's why I don't say, Dear Governor General, I say Mary. Okay, I'm writing on behalf of all Canadians. So if you look to page three, it is co-signed by Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army, retired. So because we're all Americans. So that went in April 24th, I believe, and no reply. I sent one in yesterday, dated today, and I've given them 10 days to respond. And right now is the equinox, the summer solstice, 21st, and 10 days from now will be Canada Day, our national holiday. So I tried to make it symbolic. She's got it now, the Governor General, not the Governor General. That person does have that quo warranto. And I know I'm not going to get a response, but what I'm going to do after the third one is ignored is I'm going to write to the American Judge Advocate General, who I believe is a Navy Admiral. And I'm going to say, here's our three quo warrantos. They weren't responded to. We do not have a legitimate government in Canada. And action needs to be taken. I will also write to the Canadian Judge Advocate General, and I will be CCing the person that calls herself the Governor General and every member of Parliament and every Supreme Court judge. And ball will be in their court. That's pretty well sums it up.
You know, that's a pretty remarkable basis. And, you know, what sort of adds, I think, further flavor to this idea of legitimacy and illegitimacy is the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you yourself, as the person Norman Traversy, are listed as the copyright owner of several Canadian laws. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct. I'm there's an American fighter during the 50s and 60s, and I've forgotten his name, Boyd, Colonel Boyd. And he was an instructor, and he was teaching other fighter pilots, and he'd bet them a steak dinner that he'd shoot them down, figuratively. And he always got his steak dinner, and they said, "How do you do that?" He said, "I've got something I call the OODA loop, and if you get inside your opponent's OODA loop, you'll always win. And that's observe, orient, decide, act." I can see General Vallely smiling. And that's you make your opponent react to you. You don't react to your opponent. So if Trudeau does some stupid law, you don't protest, you buy it. So I found a glitch. Yeah, I found, you can put them up if you can find it there, Brad. All you'd have to do is Google my name on Google, click on the first link, and it'll ownership of, I believe, 32 laws. So in the United States, you cannot copyright a law. The law belongs to everyone, as it should. But in Canada, you pass a bill, you pass a law, it's copyrighted in the name of the monarch. So when it goes to the Queen's printer or the King's printer, it's copyrighted in the name of the monarch. Fine. But they're not registering the copyrights. So I go on to the Government of Canada website and type in the name of a law. I think I did Bill C-71 first. And then do a search. It says no owner. So now there, and this is an AI-driven website, doesn't have a human there. So once there's no owner, I can buy it. And I bought this for $50. And, you know, I taught myself how to do this. It took me hours. And I got a receipt, and I thought, okay, when they go into work tomorrow, they're going to see what I've done. I'll get my money back, and maybe the cops will, yeah, look, search results. Norman Traversy's, just scroll down. There's three pages of them.
25 look, laws.
Okay. Bill C-71 is the Firearms Act. I own the entire criminal code of Canada. I own the Declaration of North America. All these acts that Trudeau did to censor us, I own those. Look, Norman Traversy.
May I pause you and just for a moment? Brad, did we also see on this page a Canadian law co-owned by Joe Biden?
I don't know. Did you?
Back. Let me go do a search here for you, my friend.
I might have put that in there for a joke. So,
but both add substance to the idea.
Declaration of North America.
Declaration of North America, yes.
It was authored by Joe Biden. He is an author along with Trudeau.
Obrador Manuel.
Yeah, but Norman owns it with Amina.
Norman Traversy.
The Declaration of North America. And that's maybe perhaps why Norman keeps saying Major General Paul Vallely here says that all Canadians are Americans, perhaps.
Well, I say it. But yes, yeah, so look, the Broadcasting Act, all of those. So that was my OODA loop technique. You know, I own the law. What are you going to do about it? I might just pass, you know, since I own the criminal code, I can amend it. And I might just make it 10 years in prison for putting pineapple on a pizza.
Irregular warfare at its finest. General, I would love to hear your thoughts about the conversation thus far and how it informs current events.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I'm Paul Vallely, a retired Major General, U.S. Army, 32 years of combat experience in Vietnam. My last 20 years, I was in special operations, and my last assignment was Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army Pacific. And I got connected to Norm at the beginning of the convoys I live just an hour south of Alberta, and we start picking up traffic of the number of trucks that were leaving Alberta going east to Ottawa and Toronto. And so I got introduced to Pat King and all the others, and I absolutely, from my location in Montana, I rode with these guys virtually all across the all across Canada to the East Coast there. And so Norm and I and Amina, we've been very close. I'm chairman of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website is www.standupamericaus.org. We've been around 20 years, founded by Lieutenant General McInerney and myself. Tom McInerney was former deputy of the United States Air Force. And so we produce a newsletter every Saturday and a renew on Monday. And it goes to 16 nations open up our newsletter. So we have a great intel team. We formed a Canadian team to work with Norm, and we've had that together now, Norm, I guess 3 years almost, maybe.
Oh, I think longer. Yeah, because
longer.
I knew you before that.
Yeah.
I remember you called me and you were demanding cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Cheese from Denmark or someplace like that.
I never did
get the cheese, though. I want you to know that, Norm. You need to send me that cheese. Anyhow, we had long conversation, and the other team we have that works very hard for us is the China team. And then, of course, we have the American team, and these individuals primarily deal in intelligence analysis, threat analysis, and so on. So that's primarily what our foundation does. But we're so happy to be able to work with the Canadian team and try to help them along with us to work through the challenges that we have today. And I think I spoke earlier to Norm and to Brad, the next 4 or 5 months are critical. We
Yes.
have really got to be patriots and hold together, for example, our Constitution in America, which has been violated extremely by the left-wing ideologues. And this really came down to an impact time from Barack Obama, who said, we're going to change America forever. And boy, I'll tell you, his puppet, Joe Biden, and their crew are changing America forever just in just a little over 3.5 years, what's happened to America. But it extends all around. If you look at the chessboard out there, you look at Israel, Gaza, Hezbollah, Iran, you look at Russia, Ukraine, what's going on, you look at the Chinese Communist Party and threats against Taiwan. So we have all of this going on in the world now, and America right now does not have the right team to deal with all of these things. Matter of fact, they caused a lot of the problems. Somebody asked me the other day, who's America's best friend? We don't have friends anymore. Joe Biden and crew have destroyed all of our relationships. That's why we need Donald J. Trump back in office. He's the only one on the bench that can save America right now. We have no one else other than the patriots and the MAGA supporters, Make America Great Again, which are probably over, who knows, 80 million, 90 million, maybe 100 million Americans now are backing Donald Trump. We know we have to change America and change it back because the destruction's been made. That's why we wrote the book Beyond Treason, which you can put up anytime. And that basically indicates the treasonous events that have occurred in the United States. Treason is under our Constitution, aiding and abetting the enemies of America, foreign and domestic. But you know, today it's different. We have not only individuals who committed treason, like Biden and Obama and others, but you also have organizations that have participated for the first time in treasonous events. The CIA, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the world
media.
Generals and admirals that we have now. So we're in a very serious situation, and that's why our books that we've published give a roadmap, basically our end game to restore America. And in the first chapter of America's Endgame for the 21st century, the first thing we have to do and have is a spiritual awakening. We've got to get back to honesty, integrity, cohesiveness, unity, spirit, and get away from the left-wing communist manifesto items that have filtered into our organizations and society. But it's all planned. You know, the World Economic Forum, you got the globalists, they're trying to do away with populism, nationalism, no borders, and we have many members committing treason there, like Bill Gates, for example, and others, George Soros. I mean, I could go down the list, but they're all in our books. And I would ask anybody who would really like to delve deeply into what's happened and what we need to do, buy these books, read them. They are a Bible for the future.
Wow. The resource itself is extremely appreciated. I apologize, sir. Please continue.
Well, I'll just maybe open it up to questions, or Norm has anything he wants to add, but yeah. I'm very happy to work with the Canadian team. They're outstanding. We have a mission, we know that, and we're going to continue to work together.
I might add that just in the past few days, CSIS, which is basically Canada's FBI and CIA rolled into one, CSIS came out with a document saying there are a number of Canadian members of parliament that have committed treason by taking money from the communist Chinese. They've got the document. I have the document, but the government refuses to release the names. And these are from a government agency saying these people committed treason. The members of parliament say, oh, we've got parliamentary privilege or whatever, we're not allowed to talk about it. Well, it's their duty to talk about it, and they're trying to quiet the whole thing up. I will send you that document. It's got the names of the members of parliament that have accepted bribes and have worked on the election as well, rigging the election, because our election was rigged as well. Yeah. I had filed charges against Trudeau 10 days before our election, and that's why they locked me out of the room, out of the courtroom, because if I'd have gotten into that courtroom, that would have gotten out into the news and Trudeau would have lost the election.
Absolutely incredible. You know, I guess in my closing question, we've talked a whole lot so far in our chat about the concept of American unity. We are upon the American continent. We are truly all Americans at this point. We're inheritors of the land, not necessarily, you know, organically native, but certainly inheritors at this point. And I think we have a responsibility to restore personal sovereignty and you know, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people upon this great land. And so I'd like to ask about the significance of the USMCA. And this is a question for, you know, all three of you. All of you are learned scholars and very studious on topics of geopolitical and international relations. And I'd like to understand more for the audience out there what the USMCA's significance is, both from 2020 until the present day, and also moving forward as one American continent.
Go ahead, Norm, if you want to lead off.
Oh, thank you. Okay. When I gave my speech, I gave it at noon on July 1st, 2020. And that is the exact time that the USMCA came into effect. And I did deliver a copy of that along with my legal brief to the American Embassy. And it also went electronically to the White House. And I got a receipt and I got a thank you from President Trump. But what I specified was that under Section 27 of the USMCA, which deals with corruption, the Americans and Mexicans are obliged, not allowed, they are obliged to investigate and deal with the if there is corruption in Canada. And I pointed out the corruption in writing with my signature on it and hand delivered it to the embassy. I did speak with and also hand delivered it to the Mexicans. So yeah. If you can look up Section 27 of the USMCA, Brad, I know you're pretty quick at that. It says that they must. So I believe that treaty actually unified the three countries. It's much like you have England, Scotland, Wales, they're one country, but they're separate countries. And I think it's much the same what we did on July 1st, 2020. We unified the countries.
Excuse me, that's a large share. Let me just back
there it is. That's part of the USMCA.
Let me give it straight to the window. There we are. Anti-corruption. And this is online for anybody to find.
Remarkable.
You know, I'd like really to just echo. Oh, go ahead, SG.
Well, actually, please continue, sir.
I just like to echo the comments by the general about this being a spiritual warfare upon us. We've been discussing this for a long time now, many years, I guess, but not that long in the current situation and the state of the world. And while it's incumbent upon everyone, every man, every woman, and also every family unit to ensure that we return to sovereignty and God at a personal level. And then from there, we have that ripple effect in our communities, and then it goes out. And that's a part of the people who are coming together. When you look at, you know, 2024 being the 1776 of our time, as the commander-in-chief retruthed just 2 weeks ago. And we've also been very fortunate here by virtue. And I thank you so much once again, General, for putting your name behind this, because it matters. You are one of the most respected men in America by Bishop Jim O'Connor and several others that I speak to, who are also retired tier one individuals, both in America and around the world. And that really gives weight and prominence to the fact that where President Kennedy said, where we go one, we go all, you're seeing this play out right now, which is undisputable proof in fact that you have, with the law of war and under the white flag of truce, where civilian non-combatants can create, as Norman coined the term, heroic mischief last year. And where one man who is even persecuted by these tyrants, Norman, January 1st this year, cut off of disability, hasn't earned a penny unless it's a Give Send Go campaign, is still here because in his heart, he's serving the light. And he continues to get after it at 67. And the Major General, after 6 decades, still serving us of the light. And so that's number one. I just want to frame it from that standpoint first, SG. Number two, we bring that back down to the economic level, not a macro or microeconomic perspective on America. It literally is save America, save the world. 100%. These next 4 to 6 months are absolutely critical for every American citizen, even still as registered on your USA Inc. Your vote matters. It cannot be apathetic at this point in time, because that apathy is where the devil resides. And it is incumbent on every man and woman who is living, breathing, and capable of casting a vote. They're casting it for the side of light, for the side of God, for the side of truth. As from my personal perspective, we should not be talking about parties and what this and that happens. It is about light, God's light and truth versus dark and evil. That's it, unequivocally. Because once again, in a spiritual sense, this is where we all look at it from that spiritual sense. And that's where it ends right now. And if this doesn't happen, if we don't have the commander in chief elected on the 5th of November to save America, then the world falls. And this isn't something that's a conspiracy theory, which we're battling 1,007-0 right now, right? This is absolute fact. It's undeniable. It's spiritual, it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, it is economic, it is geopolitical, it is also legal versus lawful, and bringing us back to sovereignty and God. And that's what we're all here on this planet to play a part and a role at this point in time on Earth, worldwide. And I just want to share it with that. Otherwise, the tyranny will continue. Not only will people's bank accounts be frozen and emptied, like yours truly, not only will the nuclear family be broken down and cast out because one country or one border official says you were here and didn't take a bioweapon and murder yourself in order to leave or cross whatever, these dots, these I's, dots, these T's, or be able to get on disability because you went in as a hero, like Norman shared earlier in his bio, or who has sacrificed so much and led men and women in combat operations around the world, like the Major General and Lieutenant General Tom, so many others. It's all for naught if we don't stand up and save America. 100% worldwide, where we go one, we go all, is a galactic statement, yet it really needs to focus on the people of America now. And that is also why I put out a clarion call to all podcasters, people who are influencers, if so to speak, if you will, across the realm of Earth, to please get involved and be on the side of light and ensure save America, save the world is the mantra we are ringing, because MAGA equals mega. Make America great again equals making Earth great again. And that to me is where I'm going to leave it right here from a standpoint of sovereignty, returning to sovereignty and God, SG. And thank you for having us on. And thank you, gentlemen.
Can I add to that? Brad, if you can look up, there's a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. And it's not a long book, 170 pages. But what it talks about is the concept, which there is the quo warranto, which I have been using, an ancient tool. But also the doctrine of the lesser magistrates is that the primary law is God's law. And that's the Ten Commandments, right? And if you have an authority, yeah, there it is, the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. If you have an authority that is violating God's law, violating our rights, doing the wrong thing, then it's up to the lesser authority, the lesser magistrates, to rectify the situation. And they get their authority to do that from God. They're not appointed, and we are all lesser magistrates, and that's where we get our authority from. A proper resistance to tyranny, if you can see that. And that's where we get our authority. We're not rebels, we're patriots, and we're empowered to do what we're doing. That's why I can walk and serve the Governor General with documents, and she's afraid to reply. There's a video of me at Royal Canadian Mounted Police headquarters, and I have criminal charges against Trudeau, and I've got two RCMP cops with guns on their hips, and they're backing away from me like this, and all I've got is paperwork, and they were scared. They were backing away. I put it on the ground in front of them and said, "You've been served." No, we haven't. And they were frightened, because they realized that I had the authority and I was serving them with documents that they would be guilty if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, which is follow up on my accusations, investigate. I don't know if they have or not, but there's video evidence of me serving them. And I remember Amina and I were leading a march in Ottawa in 2020. And a bunch of police on motorcycles came up. And the one cop, he says, "Where do you want to go, Norman?" And I said, "I want to go down here. "Okay, we'll shut down the roads for you." So, you know, there are a lot of good cops and good judges, yep, and they just need to know that they have our support.
Very well said.
Let me add to that, if I may. We're still finding individuals, citizens, that have not connected the dots of what's happening, not only in America, but in Canada and other areas. They can't connect. That's why this information is very important to get out to people. Down at in the United States, would be down at the county level, the provincial level in Canada, that people have to understand they will make the changes. We can't depend on these weak politicians today to lead us. And thank God President Trump's not a politician. He's an individual, an entrepreneur, somebody that can make decisions, smart. And then we have somebody with declining mental capacity. Biden now, he can't even find his way off a stage. But you've got the left-wing media now continuing to support all of these left-wing activities of our government, as well as covering for Biden, who's not capable of even going to the supermarket or an ice cream shop on his own. This is a situation, but we've got to continue. That's why we put out these books, why we do radio, why we do TV, podcast interviews, connecting to the people so they understand. And I run into a lot of educated people still that, that's not going to happen. There wasn't corruption in the 2020 election when we have proved it time and time again. And realizing the Democratic Party in the United States, they will go to all odds and extents to make sure Trump is not elected in November 2024. We know they're up to their antics right now. We know that they'll stuff the voting boxes with these mail-in falsified votes. And so they'll change it if they can with the computer. So we're ensuring in the United States that our computers who are calculating these votes are not connected to the internet like last time, that can be manipulated in the last 4 hours. But we have, where's all this? Here's a question, though, gentlemen. Where's all this evil coming from? The dishonesty, the liars getting on television, telling lies all the time. You know, from Justin Trudeau to Biden to Mayorkas in the United States, Homeland Security, who should have been impeached, but our Democrats wouldn't find him guilty of anything. But let me, you talk about Mexico a little bit. Mexico's totally controlled by the cartels. The cartels are running all the illegal invasion into our southern borders. They're also sponsoring going into British Columbia, Vancouver, and going into Canada. And so when you look at the cartels, which are a militarized organization, I wrote a plan for the Pentagon called Operation Sinaloa. But it's just not a border patrol problem. This is an invasion that's supported by a militarized force, one of the richest cartels, richest organizations in the world. And these are the four or five cartels in the Sinaloa area of Mexico. And they run everything there. The fentanyls run all through there. But when the Chinese provide them what they call the basic ingredients for fentanyl, and then they're manufactured in the plants in Mexico, shipped to the United States, killing hundreds of thousands of our youth and people. And yet our generals and admirals don't have a plan to take down the cartels, which are basically paying people to come across our border. They're also working with the Chinese. We got a report the Chinese coming into America now are flying into Tijuana, Mexico, crossing the border in San Diego, and then infiltrating all throughout the country. And so we know there's agents out there. They're going to look at attacking our grid system, our water system, and so on. And we're up. That's why I say there's more to this whole next 4 to 5 months than just working towards an election. These are outside influences that are going to attempt to change America forever and make it something into whatever they want it to be. I have no idea what that is. I'm not sure they do either. But anyhow, we've got to be strong. We've got to have faith. We've got to have hope is not a strategy, but we have to have hope in order to put together the right plan that's going to defeat the evils of the world. And that's what we're up to, if that makes sense.
Indeed it does, my friend. We're being asked to step back into the mantra of authority. Yeah. And we will choose to walk either into the light or walk directly down the road into destruction. These next few months will be pivotal. I have high hopes for humanity and for we the people. And for those out there, this has been SGNON. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation. I'll be back with each of you again soon on the Q News Patriot. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, dear soul, if you know anybody who needs deep healing, has pain, hard time sleeping, stay tuned for these messages.
You're on.
Hello? Oh, man. Okay, my name's Norman Traversy. I'm 67 years old. I'm an ex-firefighter in Canada. And over the course of my career, I had 6 concussions that were recorded, probably others that weren't. I fell through a floor in a fire. I had a roof collapse on my head in a fire, took a divot out of my helmet. I ended up being assessed. In 2001, they sent me to this place that it doesn't try and fix you. It just assesses whether or not you're faking a back injury. And they said, wear comfortable clothes and soft shoes, and this will take about 3 days. And they sent me home after half a day, and they said, we can't assess you anymore because we'll just be injuring you further. And they assessed me at 70-odd percent spinal damage, and overall body, I was 28%. It's called maximum medical recovery, was on 100 or 200 milligrams a day of codeine. And there's 3 milligrams in a Tylenol 3. And I was taking this codeine, and it didn't really get rid of the pain. It just made you not care. And I was on that. I've gotten off that, gotten much better. I still had trouble with stairs. You know, I was slow on stairs, and I am 67. I got the patches. I put them on 3 days ago, and it started to work within minutes. Like, all of a sudden, I was much more mobile. My knees are great. I went out yesterday with a friend of mine, and I was showing off on the stairs. And I actually could run, not that fast, but I haven't been running since the 20th century. And I was touching my toes, showing off for this woman, right? But I can touch my toes now, like 10 times in a row, which that would be unheard of before. My friend was not feeling well. She was kind of dizzy. She did something when she got up in the morning. She stretched and something popped. And I gave her one, and she put it right where her spine meets her shoulders. And within, I'd say, half an hour, she was feeling much better. And she's all better now. I gave her 6 of my patches, and my friend says they work, and I say they work. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's I've got a spring in my step now.
It's amazing.
Yay.
It really is. It's and I'm not being paid by you guys. I just want to say I've got a lot of friends on the fire department that I'm going to tell. I'm going to call a couple of my buddies today. And if I'd have known about these 20 years ago, it would have been a different 20 years.